WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Stoic Morning Reset. Your daily dose of wisdom, wit, and enough motivation to conquer anything that comes your way. I'm Taylor Ree, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy world with a little more calm and a whole lot more clarity. Today, we're diving deep into something we all face at some point, fear and anxiety. You know those moments when your heart races, your palms sweat, and you feel like you might just burst? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you that overcoming these feelings isn't about magically erasing them, but about understanding them and becoming their boss instead of letting them run the show? Here's the deal. Fear and anxiety are natural responses to perceived threats, but when they become overwhelming, they can really hijack our lives. Think about it, ever feel paralyzed by a big presentation at work? Or maybe your stomach flips just thinking about starting a new conversation? Those are anxiety whispering in your ear. And that's where stoicism comes in. It's not about ignoring these feelings, it's about looking them straight in the eye and saying, okay, I see you, but I'm not going to let you control me. So, how do we become masters of our own minds instead of slaves to fear? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you reclaim your calm. First things first. Awareness is key. The moment you start recognizing those anxious thoughts and physical sensations, you've already taken the first step towards conquering them. Think of it like catching a wave before it crashes over you. Don't just ride that anxiety wave, learn to surf it. Pay attention to your thoughts, your body, your triggers. What sets you off? Is it specific situations, certain people, or even just the general feeling of uncertainty? Identifying those patterns is like having a secret weapon against anxiety. Second, challenge those negative thoughts. Our minds can be pretty crafty when it comes to spinning stories that make us feel anxious. What if I fail? What if everyone judges me? What if I'm not good enough? Sound familiar? Those are just thoughts, not facts. Take a step back and ask yourself, is there any real evidence to support these fears? Or are they just playing tricks on you? Most of the time, those catastrophic scenarios we create in our heads never actually happen. Remember, your mind is a powerful tool. Use it to build yourself up, not tear yourself down. Third, focus on what you can control. Let's be real, life throws curveballs. There are things we can't control, like the weather, other people's actions, or even traffic. But what we can control is our reaction to those things. Instead of getting caught up in the chaos, focus on the things within your power. Your effort, your attitude, your choices. You have more agency than you think. Fourth, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially when you're feeling anxious. Everyone makes mistakes, everyone feels fear sometimes. Instead of beating yourself up, treat yourself with the same understanding and care that you would offer a good friend. Remember, you're human, and that's perfectly okay. And finally, take action. Sometimes, the best way to overcome fear is to face it head-on. Think about something that's been making you anxious. Maybe it's public speaking, asking for a raise, or even just trying a new hobby. Take small steps towards facing your fears. You don't have to conquer them all at once. Every little victory builds confidence and helps you realize that you are capable of handling whatever comes your way. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. It's presentation day at work. Your palms are sweating, your heart is pounding, and you can feel the eyes of your colleagues on you. You're tempted to freeze up, to let that anxiety take over, but then you remember these stoic principles. You take a deep breath, remind yourself that it's just a presentation, not life or death, and focus on what you can control. Delivering your message clearly and confidently. And guess what? You knock it out of the park. Because you chose to face your fear instead of letting it control you. That's the power of stoicism in action. Remember, overcoming fear and anxiety isn't about being fearless, it's about being brave enough to acknowledge those feelings, challenge them, and choose how you respond. You have the power to rewrite your story. So, what are you waiting for? Go out there and conquer your day. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little stoic wisdom in their life. Let's spread some calm and confidence, one podcast at a time. Until next time, stay strong, stay calm, and keep resetting.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.